What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Gubu Warrior. How you doing, huh? Me? Not too good. I'm coming at you straight off the dome, so if things sound confusing and unorganized, it's your fault for not listening correctly. Just kidding. Oh, it's raining cats and dogs out here. It's like Mother Nature is being a bitch. First she wanna snow, rain, sleet, and hail, and then she wanna turn around, make the sun come out, make it go up to 60, and then rain, sleet, hail again. So, went to go get my mail and slid down the stairs very nicely, landed on my feet. It was awesome. If I was in a karate flick, you would have thought that I was connected by wires. How incredible was that, huh? So, today I've got so much for you. Even though it's Manic Monday, I got my highs, I got my lows, my body is hurting from falling down the fucking stairs. But you know, it's life. You know, things happen. If things didn't happen, I do believe I might be very one bored person. Seriously. Can you imagine though, if everything was just great all the time? It'd be boring. You'd be like, where's the action? Where's the drama? You know? Although most of us don't even appreciate drama, not even on TV. Like me, I'm not the one to watch reality television. Not because I don't appreciate, you know, the drama that superstars go through or anything like that. But it's just more of the same shit that happens in my own life. So why do I need to watch that? You know, what makes me angry about that shit is that I can't go to the television and go, hey, calm down. This your wife or this your mother. Talk to them like you are a human being. You ain't no spoiled piece of shit. Just because you got money doesn't mean you have to drip with jewelry all the time. You know what I'm saying? Put your money into stocks and bonds. Put that shit away for your kids for college instead of dripping in gold and shit like that. Anyway, let me stop because I could go on and on and on about that. My son is in the music industry, as you know, ladies and gentlemen. He has just released his newest album. It's finally finished. It's called Death. D period E period A period T period H, which stands for Do Not Eat Around Those Hungry. That's what it stands for. And of course, it has the hit song that you all love so much that you have broken my feed playing Shimmya on it. It also has a song called Goat Music that you need to check out as well. So, I mean, there is a lot of things going on, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to make sure that you know about a thing. So, number one, I'm watching YouTube. I find out that Wonder Woman has a new sequel. Wonder Woman 84. I am a big fan of Gal Gadot. You know, the Israel beauty. I mean, whoa. I liked the woman back when I was a kid in the 70s playing, you know, Wonder Woman. I just like Wonder Woman, period, because, you know, it's Wonder Woman. You know, girl power. You know, she got girl power and looks sexy while doing it. That's what I want to be when I grow up. That's what I said to myself all the time. I want to be beautiful, intelligent, powerful, and look sexy while doing it. And so far, I have accomplished half of that. So, yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I also found out that Bad Boys, you know, Will Smith and Lawrence, what's his name? Shit, you know, I'm really not a big fan of the guy, the little short guy, funny. Nah, not the other one, Kevin Lawrence. Shanae. That's the only thing I can think of when I think of this guy. But anyway, they're reprising their stuff. Again, we're going to have like Fast and Furious 20. I don't know. What are we on? 20, 10, 15? It's just been on since like 2003. But yes, another one. And my dude, you know, the guy who plays the lead guy, who played the Iron Giant's voice. You did not know that. Vin Diesel. He is going to play a new comic character. And he's kind of like an anti-hero. So that should be pretty interesting. And of course, you know, the new X-Men. And it's like the new arrivals, the teens. Before, you know, before the guy in the wheelchair and all of that shit. So, yeah, man, 2020 is going to be the year to go to the movies. First, we got to go to the polls, though. Let's not forget about going to the polls. Hopefully, in 2020, we will not see people running against Dump, the orange dude, you know, in office now. Hopefully they get all that shit straightened out. But the, you know what? It's not stressing me anymore. Do what you want to do, because karma is a motherfucker. And if you happen to blow apart our planet into pieces, I don't want to be that guy. But I told you so. You know what I'm saying? All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Welcome back to Manic Monday. New beats by Beast on the Beats. Don't forget Beast on the Beats. Unilise Productions. Check her out over on Instagram. It's a new beat. It's in the back. It's in the background. And on this title of this show, I will write the name of the beat so that you all can get it. And if you get it, make sure you tag her with it so she knows that you're using that beat for something good and funky. And if she likes it, she'll come and get your ass. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. I'm out.
Shimmy, yeah. Talking ca-ca, get you shot in the face. Cops watch and spot, you get knocked for the case. Ops on the block, you get locked when it spray. Scene looking crazy, another baby in the grave. But they was getting gravy, making 80 in a day. Snatching up your homie, he a Cody if he cave. Used to be a Brody, now he lonely in a cage. Know him since Nickelodeon, he open in the safes. In any confrontation, he a soldier, he don't wait. I love him like a brother, but my mother always say that he ain't have heart like me. She would start hating, throwing all the shade when she would see his name on the call ID. But with all I seen, he a Muslim that's on his deen. In the streets and we on his team. Ain't that so he started rapping, almost made him captain. But here's what happened, far I see. Somebody caught him lacking in his car napping. Walked by, clapped him, R.I.P. It wasn't me. You are who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave in R.I.P. You are who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave in R.I.P.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Never disrespect me, I ain't got no time to play. Add it to my pay, bitch, I need it on the way. Dre Day. Smoke weed every day. Drippy in the spot, 50 in my Fendi socks. If you acting iffy, you cannot be with me when I'm hot. Plenty backwoods, pre-roll lifted in the drop. Paint dripping, got the mistress on a mission with the top. You will mind your business if you wishing I'm a flop, but I'm not. Only downfallers if I stop, but I'm not. Bitch, I'm the cream of the crop. Smoke a Russian cream, counting all this cream from the block. Said I mean, ain't no medicine for this reckoning. Medicine, top floor, puffing on this mezzanine. Ever rose gold Rolex, I'm forever clean. While you sleep, couldn't find yourself a better dream. Never seen a team trying to get Mayweather's ring. But I'm that punchline to put your lifeline flat. Come catch a fade, my lines will put your front line back. But never mind that Irene before I sign that.
Annyeonghaseyo, it is me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. Welcome back to Manic Monday. Yes, it is 59 degrees in the greater New York City area. Raining cats and dogs. Before it was raining ice, now it's just raining water, and the drops are so big, it looks like, I don't know, the earth is crying. And apparently, after, I don't know, 35 years, E.T. has decided to come back. I shit you not. Okay, so I have Xfinity TV, and which is Comcast. Okay, and I just saw a commercial, and it said, you know, E.T. is coming back. All you have to do is talk into your remote and say Xfinity ET, and let's see what happens. I don't feel like doing that. I took a look at Elliot, and I'm like, yo, dude, man. Even Drew Barrymore looked better than that. But, you know, that's just my personal preference. So, anyway, boys and girls, it is a glorious Monday, which means, as I always say, stick your middle fingers up and wave goodbye to the worst day of the week. Yeah. And get ready for Tuesday, because that's when people have too much shit on their minds. So, you know, after being at work all day on Monday, you come back and all of a sudden, it's like too much information. You know, you had your meeting and now everybody wants to talk about what's going on Tuesday. And that's why I like to call it TMI Tuesday, because it's always too much information, more than one brain can handle, you know. I happen to be watching something very interesting with Mr. Carter on YouTube. And he was talking about Mr. Carter, meaning Jay-Z, right? And he was talking about, you know, focus. As focus being the word of the day. Focus is the word of every single day as far as I'm concerned. I am not that type of thinker. I cannot focus on one thing. Why? Because I've had four children. And focusing on one child at a time meant that the rest of them ran around like little hellions until I could get my shit together. So focus is not in my vocabulary. You know? I mean, either you go with the flow of the way I think, or you just, you know, basically lose it. And it's all good, you know? It's all good. Going with the flow is so much easier than just focusing. However, if you are doing business, it's a totally different thing. You have to focus on one thing, not three different businesses. Because then you get 33% of, you know, your brain focusing on one thing at a time, you know, all these three things at once, and you might end up putting on different color socks on the wrong shoes on the wrong kid, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So maybe there was a little focus when I was raising my kids, but that's just the way life is. I mean, don't blame it on me. I was raised by the greatest of parents, however, at times, they were lots of fun. Like, you know, I can remember back when my brother and I were when my brother was alive, you know, he asked me, he's like, you know, were there times when you were sitting in the back of the car and all of a sudden things smelled really funny and you started to feel dizzy, and then like maybe a half an hour later you were real hungry? I was like, you know what? Come to think of it, yeah. And we always got in trouble for being hungry. And somehow, there was always some kind of magical snack underneath my father's, under the bench, like they used to call it, because, you know, there weren't bucket seats back in those times. They were just like a bench. So there was always like potato chips and little pieces of candy and stuff that my father always kept in the car. So, you know, we just reach under the seat and just grab something, and the dizzies would go away after they opened up the windows. I think they did that because they were always taking us on these very long rides. Because back in the day, there was no internet, and there was not really a lot of cable. I mean, yeah, we had cable, we had our MTV, we had HBO, and we had Nickelodeon. Okay, that was not a lot of TV, plus we had three channels, plus we had, you know, the channel that our parents made us watch the most, which was PBS. And we loved Sesame Street and Electric Company. You know, Easy Reader was Morgan Freeman, for God's sake. The guy is still working. That, for a black man, is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I recently watched a video with Kanye West and his father, who he had been estranged from for quite some time. And it really touched my heart to see that Kanye was not being obscene and crazy again. So hopefully, you know, having his father back in his life will possibly keep him grounded where he needs to be, because his behavior is unbecoming of anybody in his position. You know, some stars have to realize that, yeah, you are role models for younger children, not just 20-somethings. You're not just, you know, rated R. You're also PG-13 or PG, you know. And it's difficult because they have all these reality shows, and a lot of parents don't, you know, stand behind their children as they're on the internet. A lot of parents don't have the time, or just don't want to make the time for that matter. And if you're one of those parents, bend over. I'm going to slap you now. Wait for it. Okay, there you go. That's your slap in the face for being a bad parent. My parents were up my ass all the time, okay? Especially when we got cable, you know, because it wasn't like a warning label on cable, you know, for HBO and stuff like that. So if I was watching HBO, it had to be with the family. And then MTV came out, and some of this stuff was pretty racy, you know. And my parents were like, no, you can't watch that either. And I'm like, ah. And then hip hop with Yo MTV Raps. By that time, I was a teenager, and I was like, you can't tell me what to do. And they smacked me back to the beginning of time. What do you mean I can't tell you what to do? And, you know, at 17, I finally said, you know what? You really can't tell me what to do, because I graduated high school and I'm through with you. And I left. And that was the end of that. And, you know, it was a good lesson, because my father was like, look, if you leave, do not come back, not even for dinner, a shower, nothing. Nothing. Don't ask your aunts, don't ask your mother, don't ask nobody. do it yourself. And I did. I did it myself. And it became a lesson in ups and downs. It was crazy. I couldn't control myself. I did not know what or how to do anything. But, you know, this is the way life is. And I really didn't have a lot of friends or people to tell me how to do what or anything. So I made friends. And some of the friends were good. Some of the friends were bad. But I tell you what, there are still some friends hanging around me to this day that I have that I must say thank you so very much for being there for me at the age of 19 years old when I was dumber than a bag of rocks, but very smart, right? You know, they were the ones who pushed me into college saying, oh my God, you're so smart, go to college. You know, do this dance and shit on the side, but go to college. And they helped me figure that out. So, you know, to them I say thank you. And thank you NAACP for saying a mind is a terrible thing to waste constantly on commercials. So that was one of my pulling things. And I'd also like to thank my family for internationally educating me as to how to deal with different types of people, which really helped me in the job that I was in. And it was entertainment, you know, and how to make myself the center of the room. And that is what I do still to this day. You're listening, ain't you? Anyway, it's your girl, the Gubu Warrior. You know, you might be angry at your parents now, but thank them, forgive them, let it go, and fucking enjoy your holidays, people. And remember, you only get one opportunity to have a loving, tender moment with your parents. You know, just don't think of them as the bank of mom and dad. You know, they gave you so much knowledge. They made you who you are today, even though you swore to God you would never become the parent that they were. There are still some things that are in your life that you have said to your children and nearly smacked yourself, you know, going, I can't believe I just freaking said that, you know. But I've had those moments and I've been like, ah, now I understand why, okay? So it's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. Sit back, enjoy some music. You know I love you. Peace. I'm out.
See you later. Boost my bed, you know the deal. I'm trying to chill, and that I feel for real. For real, for real, for real. I feel for real, for real, for real, for real. I feel for real. Many, many problems that he faced that shit when he caught him. Made it as far like a Sodom. Little bad bitch, do she wanna? With a fish eye, all the real shit come from the sky. All I really do is ignite, then I burn it through the midnight. Just, we can go there, find a way, you better know where. We can go there, it's all your place, it's all you can. Big lies, big bass, they just switch sides, that's a mistake. I just pop by like an earthquake. I just sleep in all my worst days and birthdays for real. For real, for real, for real. I feel for real, for real, for real, for real. I feel for it. I feel bad for all my haters going insane. See you later. Who's my bad? You know the deal. I'm trying to chill. Trust in his holy. Is that marijuana I smell?
Push it to the limit. Ain't no limits on the line. Tell me, is you with it? Smoke some J's, feel a vibe. Got some problems hitting. From complaining all the time. Ain't no time for bitching. I be on a mission. You be in and out commission. Niggas out here switching. They be talking with the addition. Mentioning my name, then they claim it's competition. I ain't thinking about you, kid. A new position. Blessings on blessings. Lessons on lessons. Still here, I'm still reckless. I just move a little different. Stay up on my grind, making movies with my niggas. A nigga out of line might be foo-foo on my niggas. All that whoopie whoopie woo. I ain't cool with y'all niggas. Funny game, my own shit, my own lane. All up in my zone, bitch, that's all day. They will be round a source, a boss, I'm boss made. Like, tell me what you want, it cost you all pay. Try to count me out, no doubt, y'all fake. Bigger problems on my plate. I wake, I pray, hold it down. I told mama that we on the way, and that's facts. Heard them niggas, they been sleeping, time to wake that ass. Shimmy, I shimmy, ain't time to bring that back. Free the guys, they wanna slave, time to take that back. So fuck them all. They wanna 6 feet under, fuck them all. Gotta get up out the cage, take it all. Never shitted where I stay, but I ball. Ain't a nigga in my lane, I be gone. Gotta get up out the cage, take it all. Never shitted where I stay, but I ball. Get paid, fuck the hate, fuck them all. So fuck them all. Yeah, yeah.
This kid. That's how we coming.
To a symphony, cute red bone, and she feeling me. But I'ma keep a fire like my enemy. My wife will throw a flag. That's a hold up. You can put the stone on any beat. I'll even ride to a symphony. Cute, hold up. You can put the stone on any beat. I'll even ride to a symphony. Shoot red bone, and she feeling me. But I'ma keep her far like my enemy. My wife will throw a flag, that's a penalty. She ain't giving out the same energy. How could two walkers said they be agreed? Go to Amy 3-3. That was only Satan trying to hinder me. Hating on the Lord like a centipede. Young Jew shine like a centipede. Try to press me and get the quick release. Same animal, put a different beast. I get it from the kingdom, you ain't got these. Listen to the Jews that ain't dropping. Niggas only envy cause they not me. I'm a one of one, no copy. Feds in the church and they watch it. Steady as go, no stopping. Moses only left us two options. I be on route like Sammy Watkins. I don't doubt cause I'm locked in. Don't do drugs, but I'm popping. I hit that wave and start locking. I'm really about it while y'all talking. I keep them laws just saying off. And that's probably the reason why you won't win. Before that recome, I'm sowing. Lively stoned and I'm rolling. They told me that I was chosen. Show me the book that it was wrote in. I caught chills, I was frozen. I know my next move will be important. I went through the deck and start sorting. And ever since then, we've been warring. He mad at the blessings that I'm soaring. Living my life life like it's golden. Demons is mad that I'm boasting, but I was taught to get it out the mud. Wrestling out against blessing, bud. In the truth, and I will never budge. So catch me in the Sabbath getting ammunition, waiting on the sons of perdition. I can see you from a distance. You the same niggas that was doing lynchings, perpetrating, acting like a dentist. Hide behind your badge in the business. The reason why the saints want vengeance. The Lord said, chill for a minute. Before you know it, they gon' be finished. Just repeat the words in the sentence and tell them that
you gon' get this work.
Yep.
You gon' get this work. You gon' get this work. You gon' get this work.
Huh?
You gon' get this work. You gon' get this work. You gon' get this work.
In the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch. I want those. You could call me Narcio by nature, separate. A. Got these hoes all on the wood like Kiki Shepherd. A. I like Fiji VVS's in my necklace. Wake up to designer Louis V for breakfast. A. This is not no Quiznos, nigga. Don't be throwing subs. Can't fuck with haters, say that salty shit for slugs. If you wanna bust it, baby, who am I to judge? But if you don't, then fuck it, sayonara, keep in touch. Smoking on that AO, got me twisted like tornado. If she say it, say okay, then I'ma make that pussy KO. Couple hollies, couple J-Los, call me Poppy, pink on fuego. Every time I make a track, it's a body, it's a halo. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. I was just on Super Bro, now I'm scoring Super Bowl. Not familiar, 244, I can stay on sumo mode. Seen too many funerals, so I'm on my own dose. Gotta let my shooter know in case you talk what you don't know. All she wanna do is party, run that sack up down at Barney's. And I know she on the dick, cause I'ma trip like Rick and Morty. Bitch, don't get me started, I don't know how much it cost me. Bitch, don't get me started, how you want it nice and naughty. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those. Used to be bandos and broken apartments. Now we see cameras and step on red carpets. This for my trappers that stay autopilot, and all of my baddies that be on they fly shit. Used to be bandos and broken apartments. Now we see cameras and step on red carpets. This for my trappers that stay autopilot, and all of my baddies that be on they fly shit. Like 30,000 and I'm too up. Rolling 3 point in my front. I like Louis, I like Fendi, Gucci on my. Give a fuck about the way, bitch, I want way, way. 30,000 in the sky, I'm too up, I'm too high. Rolling 3.5 in my frontal. I like Louis, I like ice. Fendi, Gucci on my wife. Give a fuck about the price, bitch, I want those, bitch. By nature,
I'm too high.
La 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 la.
And my wife.
La 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 la.
Welcome back, boys and girls. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. It is Manic Monday, and we are bumping to the background sounds of Beast on the Beats, Kim Lee's production. Don't forget, you can find Beast on the Beats right on Instagram, B-E-A-A-S-T. B-E-A-A-S-T on the beat. Don't forget that. Because one day, you're going to see that shit on anything. You release productions. Like I said, you know, already she's doing big things. So for Christmas, she's giving away the beat that's bumping in the background. All right, so all you got to do is, you know, go get it. Or send her your email and say, yo, could you, you know, send me this beat. But the thing is, you have to make sure that you tag her when you use this beat. Whatever you do with it, make sure you tag her. So that she can say, hey, look at what this person did with this beat. Look at what this person did with this beat. Of course, you know what I'm doing with this beat. So, check. Anyway, it's Manic Monday and it's Cryo Clock. You know, usually sometimes it's Yellow Clock, but it's Cryo Clock. The people downstairs with me have a wonderful little baby girl, and every time I hear her cry, I kind of get sad in my heart, you know? I know that she's crying because she can't say, hey, throw me that bottle, or please come over here and change my wet ass. So she gotta cry, right? But Yellow Clock is totally different, you know, because she's got 5 kids plus a teenager. So shit is difficult. You can't just come in there and be all calm, cool, and collected. No, you gotta yell them into submission. But, you know, as soon as I become friends with them a little bit more, I'm gonna teach you some of my famous tricks, like the silent treatment or the I'm speaking in a very spooky voice. So if you don't take your black ass downstairs, I will kill you while you sleep. You know, shit like that. Black, white, you know, whatever, your race maybe. It wasn't that. It was just, you know, things that I would say to my kids who happen to be black, okay? Or whatever we are. We mixed with so many different nationalities. Oh, brown. Take your Caribbean ass downstairs and don't move. I used to play freeze tag with my kids and just leave them there for like 15 minutes. Or go into Walgreens and pretend like they weren't my kid. Why are you calling me mom? I'm calling cops on your ass. Shut up. Stop calling me mom. No, I'm not going to buy you that. I don't even know you. Wicked. But fun. You know, and these are the things that my mother taught me, you know, things like how to throw a slipper and make it do a complete U-turn, catch it like fucking you're one of those Australian boomerang people. In Spanish, they call them chancletas, you know, and you take the slipper and you just whoosh, and you whip it around their head, just clipping their ear. And then manage to catch it. I've done it twice in my lifetime and been like, holy shit, honey, did you get that? He's standing there with his mouth open, saliva pouring out the side. And then when dad yelled, you knew your ass was in trouble. Because if Mr. G had to get involved, you were fucked. So, you know, I became the good guy, he became the bad guy, but I was always the bad guy. Always. Yeah. That's the way it is, you know, especially with the daughters. You know, daddy's little girl, mommy's little monster. You know, that's just the way life is. You know, but if you're a mom and you happen to have a great relationship with your mother, with your daughter, just wait until she turns into her teens and it's over. And then somewhere around 20, she'll say, oh, you know what? You know, I kind of can identify with you now. So just wait. Just be patient because these little moments and seconds and minutes and time, they speed by so quickly. So just take the time to enjoy what you have. Your little mini-me's, that's what I call them. And you know what's so cool is because you all have seen pictures of my daughter on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, if you don't, please do. So you can see pictures of my daughter and her wife. My daughter is actually a mini-me. I mean, I've even put up pictures of us when we were kids. And it's the same thing with my other daughter. The genes in my family happen to be so very strong. I think that there might have been some kind of incest type thing going on, like earlier in my family before, you know, my dad came or whatever. Or maybe by some freaky situation, my parents might be related twice, third removed or something like that. Because both of my children's fathers, or sperm donors as I like to call them, are dark. And they don't look anything like their fathers at all. They look more like Mr. G than they do their fathers or sperm donors. Because Mr. G was the real father. So that's how life is, you know. You take what you get, you enjoy it, and you don't look back. You look forward to more good times like we had on Thanksgiving with Mama Jones. Oh, by the way, we will be doing an interview with Mama Jones, okay? And hopefully Mama Jones is not, you know, upset about the fact that, you know, I really didn't watch Love and Hip Hop, so I really did not know that I was surrounded by a whole bunch of people who were, I don't know, what do you call it, TV famous? You know, I was just having a nice time, you know. I was surrounded by cool people and that, you know. I didn't even know that, well, I knew that her son was a hip-hop musician, but, you know, I never really listened to his music until like maybe 15 minutes before we got there. And I was like, oh, he's pretty dope. You know, it's nice. And that was about it, you know. So it's nice. You know, we have a lot in common, me and Mama Jones. And I am so very much looking forward to getting the opportunity to sit down and chat with her. Like I said, she has her own television show right now that she's shopping around. And if you like, you can take a look on YouTube at it. It's called Cheers to Harlem. And it's really nice. You know, she sits down, she talks about what's going on in her world. And from what I understand, she might be going back with Jim, her son, on Love and Hip Hop on VH1. So, you know, she's very busy. So trying to sync up our schedules will be a little bit difficult, but hopefully we can do it before my birthday. She says she's coming to my birthday party. So yeah, we going into the city and we not coming home until the sun comes up the next day. Yeah. I'm gonna have to hold my daughter from drinking so much, because the last time I took her to New York, it was her 21st birthday, and we had to carry her ass home. I'm a bad mother. Only when you're over 21. If you're not over 21, then I'm a great mom, and then, you know, that's that. Anyway, you all have a wonderful week. I can't wait to whack it with you on Wednesday. You enjoy yourself. You know, don't worry about TMI Tuesdays and stuff. Don't listen to the bad, negative shit. Be a child of light. Let your inner light shine so bright that negativity runs from your ass. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. I am out. Peace.
Never bent out of shape, don't fuck with a square. Catch him in my circle, then I'm exing him out. I draw the line right here. Try to cross that and get left like a hoop in your four flats.
Thin line, third eye open then climb. We only got 20 24 hours in a day. I don't have no time to play. It's time to get it now.
Get it now.
This time, I'm gonna get mine.
Niggas nauseous. Yeah, they say that boy astray like I lost it. Full court making plays, I'm exhausted. These niggas throwing shade, taking losses. They bounce it. Where they office? Niggas still rocking white tees, wearing forces. You know how I step, moving cautious. To the left, with the flow shit.
Inside, I know it's time.
Inside is how I feel,
Fucked up. Yeah, we back like we never left. We ain't taking no days off.
Another I Believe production.
Look.
Wake up, hit a dab or two, then I hit the avenue. Hit bro said he got some sour, so I might just grab a few. Smoke some cabbage, clean up like a napkin, I be snapping too. What you asking, kush be mixed with hash, I call it Captain Goo. Alley-oop, Flintstone mixed with big stones, yabba-dabba-doo. Pass the matic, I might cause some havoc if you ask me to. You a goof, chopper hit his domino, copy cool. I bag a bugaboo and fuck her cause she lovable. Up to something, never nothing when I'm making moves. I might scrape the plate cause I ain't never wasting food. I might raise the stake, different pace when they move. Make haste when they move, ain't no space in my shoes, nigga.
And his courage.
Another
I'm in love with the grind, I got dubs on my mind, but would it miss me? Y'all don't love me, stop lying. If I was gone doing time, whether wrong or I'm right, would you forgive me? Y'all ain't gotta forgive me. I'm making songs for the blind, stay strong through the dying is our history. Y'all need to read up and stay woke. I need y'all ready for the fight, but the ghetto lived in spite. Look at Nipsey, cowardice. Another king planted flags and built a dynasty.
Another.
He was trying to make the gangs what they designed to be. He from the school of hard knocks, but it's Ivy League. Ain't no scholarships, we majored in poverty.
Facts.
And he was trying to change that for a lot of people.
All of
now we pray you beat your case, cause we gotta eat you. Make a call to the prison, see if I can reach you. Backspace, arm emoji, how I delete you.
And his courage.
Yeah, League.
Remember when they told me I would never win? Now they heads bang, need a centering. Big wood smoking in a hot tub, 60 inch screen fly Pelican. Battle pass to get up on my leveling. Let the intimidation settle in. My album make a friend wanna tell a friend. This here make a trap nigga wanna spin. When you authentic, they get lost in it. I'm so sauce when I walk with it, I cough venom. Supernova, your star ended. Hard headed when I'm with my dogs, not far fetching. Cops sending shots like they bartender. When a boss in it, we stick and move. I'm the reason dudes done forfeited.
Got these youngins popping pillies like it's Tylenol. Getting kicked out of class cause they nodding off. Politicians owned by businesses, they buy them all. Trickle up economics trying to hide the poor. We need to train our children to be militant. If they ain't fitting in their system, they give them Ritalin. Warriors have higher levels of adrenaline. They dumb them down cause they heart is where rebellion is.
And his courage.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.